This is the word of the Lord.
Hi. My name is Gomer, and I'm a prostitute. Oh, how I hate to admit that. There is such shame in the life that I was living. But God reached out and he redeemed me. He saved me from that life of emptiness and destruction. He used my husband Hosea to bring healing and wholeness into my life. Actually, God told Hosea to marry me. Can you believe that? God told one of his prophets to marry a prostitute. What a thing to ask of one of your prophets. I guess what God wanted to do was he wanted to have some kind of living lesson for his people. His people had wandered away from them, from him. You know, believe it or not, he had loved them and he had cared for them, and they turned from him following different idols in different ways. And God wanted to show them through some kind of living example how he longed for them. The lengths that he would go to bring them back into relationship with him. In essence, they had prostituted themselves. And he wanted to show his redeeming love. It's so amazing, really, how God reaches out for his people like that. Quite incredible. Well, let me tell you a little bit about my story. I must say, I was a bit of a rebellious, defiant young woman. My father had this plan all laid out for me, what he wanted, but I didn't want to have anything to do with that life that he had chosen for me. And I chose the way of a harlot. It wasn't forced on me. It was something I chose. I thought it would bring freedom, money, power, control. Oh, I had a bit of those things for a while, but yeah, then it ended up just being a matter of emptiness. One day, Hosea saw me walking in the street, and God told him that I was the one he was to marry. Like I said, can you believe that? That he would ask that of one of his prophets, this prophet that was over northern Israel. And Hosea listened and obeyed him. What a step of faith. What trust in his God that he would be willing to take that step. When Hosea told me, I was like, yeah, right, as if. I had had a few marriage proposals before, but, you know, more just in jest or in the heat of the moment. Certainly nothing serious. But Hosea was in earnest. He was different like all the rest. He certainly wasn't paying for my services. He kept asking. I kept saying no. I couldn't imagine a different life, and really I thought what I was living was a life of freedom. But finally I did say yes. And Hosea and I were married, and we had our first child, named him Jezreel. Then when Jezreel had been weaned, and I found myself cooking and cleaning and changing diapers and looked at the clothes I was wearing and these drab things, and I started to think back to my former way of life. Those silk garments that I wore, putting my feet up, in a way, doing what I wanted. And I hate to admit it, but I went back to that life. I hooked up with some of my former boyfriends, and I ended up having two more children from different men. God named those children No Mercy and Not My People. Pretty painful names for children. But the good news is eventually God did change their names again to Mercy and My People. At times I stop and I wonder, you know, why? Why did I go back to that way of life? Why did I turn my back on all that Hosea had given me? And why do God's people do the same thing? Looking to other things to bring some kind of form of satisfaction. Hosea was kind. He was considerate. He had this warm, loving home. He truly demonstrated God's love and God's grace. But I walked away, and I hurt him deeply. Hosea really suffered because of my betrayal and my unfaithfulness. You know, I guess God knew this was going to happen because he wanted to give this message to his people because they had turned their back on him too. He had cared for them, he had led them, and he had guided them for years. And they turned and they were following other idols, other things that they thought would bring fulfillment. They were lying and cheating and chasing after all sorts of idols. God was angry with them. And God, like Hosea, had suffered. He'd suffered from their betrayal and their rejection of him. I did finally experience the full effect of my decisions, and one day woke up in devastation. I found myself naked on the street. Naked, hungry, alone, lost, afraid. And you know what Hosea did? He bought me back. He paid for me. And he took a robe and he put it over and covered my nakedness and covered my shame and redeemed me and brought me back. Truly amazing. It was a turning point in my life. I realized how low I had sunk. And I finally was willing to surrender my life. But Hosea was pretty clear. This was not to happen again. I got to know Hosea's God. I got to know this God that had this incredible love, that wanted to reach out to his people and give this message of hope and healing and to bring them back into relationship with him. Maybe you have such a story. You know, I ask you today, maybe what difference does my story make to you? My story is contained within the Bible, a book that sometimes sits on a shelf, gathering dust. And even within that book, well, my story may not be read all that often. But I bet it's a story that is repeated time and time again. Oh, maybe not God calling someone to marry a prostitute, but a story of God extending his grace and redemption. A story when God has reached into your life and shown you his love. Our story impacted an entire nation. Stories are powerful. And if you have that kind of story in your life, where you have seen God's hand of love, don't keep it to yourself. Share it. People need to hear those words of encouragement. You never know what kind of effect your story can have on someone else. And maybe today, you might just find yourself in a place where you realize, you know what? I'm like those children of Israel, wandering away, chasing after other things. Well, maybe those idols might be a little different than they were when I was alive, but I bet a lot of them are still the same. Chasing after money, power, sex, all of those desires that we have and thinking that they're going to fulfill us in some way. Our own selfishness. But God keeps calling. He keeps calling you. No matter what you have done, that's the message that Hosea was demonstrating. I left and went back to prostitution and had two more children out of wedlock and was received back. That's the message that God wanted to convey to his children, that no matter how far they had strayed, no matter what they had done, that he longed for them, that his heart broke for them and wanted to bring them back. That's what God wants to do for you. And he has paid for you. He paid for you by his son, the shedding of his son's blood. And he wants to take a robe and cover your shame, cover you with his righteousness, and bring you into relationship with him. I hope that you will take to heart my story, that you will take to heart your story and tell that story to other people, and that you will step into God's redemptive love for you. In the Bible, the book that I mentioned, there is a verse I want to read to you that says, "What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? No one. For God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us, and he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us." If you need to know more of this incredible love that God has, I bet one of the pastors here would pray for you. So after the song, come forward and find one of them. Don't keep going down that road that ends up in emptiness and destruction. He is always there, reaching out, extending a hand of love and grace to bring you back. Amen.